Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global unity to fight against terrorism, tells SEO summit in China that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. SEO declaration strongly condemns Pahalgam attack and sends unified message against terrorism. Member states recognize India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. Prime Minister Modi says close cooperation between India and Russia, important for world peace, holds bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Tianjin. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inspects flood-affected areas in Jammu City to review rescue and restoration works. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. At least 600 people killed and 1,500 injured in massive earthquake in Afghanistan's Kunar province. And India to face Kazakhstan in a final league match of Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SEO summit in Tianjin, China, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said India has been dealing with terrorism for the last 4 decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
निर्मम आतंकवाद का दंश झेल रहा है, कितनी ही माताओं ने अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
The Prime Minister highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SEO. He added that India's vision and policy for the SEO is based on 3 important pillars: security, connectivity, and opportunity.
SEO समय के अनुरूप इवॉल्व हो रहा है. ऑर्गेनाइज्ड क्राइम, ड्रग ट्रैफिकिंग और साइबर सिक्योरिटी जैसे समकालीन चुनौतियों से निपटने के लिए 4 नए केंद्र बनाए जा रहे हैं. वैश्विक संस्थानों रिफॉर्म के लिए
Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SEO summit. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization SEO declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. The declaration, released after the Heads of States Council summit, also recognized India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. The Tianjin Declaration marks a significant step in reinforcing collective efforts against terrorism and reflects the growing importance of India's role in shaping regional cooperation under the SEO umbrella. Reaffirming their unwavering commitment to combating terrorism, separatism and extremism, the SEO nations rejected the use of such groups for mercenary purposes and highlighted the sovereign right and responsibility of states to counter extremist threats. More from our correspondent.
In a strong and unified message from Tianjin, the member states have condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April 2025. They expressed deep condolences to the families of the victims and affirmed that perpetrators, organizers and sponsors of such heinous act must be brought to justice. Reaffirming their commitment to combat terrorism, separatism and extremism, the member states emphasized the inadmissibility of using such groups for mercenary purposes. The declaration condemned terrorism in all its forms, rejected double standards in the fight against terror and called for global cooperation to curb the cross-border movement of terrorists. The Tianjin Declaration also recognized and resonated with India's global vision of one earth, one family, one future. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Tianjin.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation, including in the economic, financial and energy sectors, and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties in these areas. Both leaders held bilateral talks at Tianjin in China on the sidelines of the SCO summit. The two leaders also discussed regional and global issues, including the latest developments concerning Ukraine. The two leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. The Prime Minister conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year. In his opening remarks, Mr. Modi said, India and Russia have always stood shoulder to shoulder, even during the toughest of times. He said the close cooperation between the two nations is also important for world peace, stability and prosperity.
इस वर्ष दिसंबर में हमारी 23वीं समिट के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीय उत्सुकता पूर्वक आपका इंतजार कर रहे हैं ये हमारे स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज्ड स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप की गहराई और व्यापकता का परिचायक है कठिन से कठिन परिस्थितियों में भी भारत और रूस हमेशा कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चले हैं हमारा करीबी सहयोग न केवल दोनों देशों के लोगों के लिए बल्कि वैश्विक शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है
Saying that New Delhi and Moscow have been continuously discussing the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the Prime Minister welcomed all the recent efforts for peace. He exuded hope that all parties will move forward constructively.
यूक्रेन में चल रहे संघर्ष के विषय में हम लगातार चर्चा करते रहे हैं हाल में किए गए शांति के सभी प्रयासों का हम स्वागत करते हैं हम आशा करते हैं कि सभी पक्ष कंस्ट्रक्टिवली आगे बढ़ेंगे संघर्ष को जल्द से जल्द खत्म करने और स्थायी शांति स्थापित करने का रास्ता खोजना होगा ये पूरी मानवता की पुकार है
The Prime Minister has since implained for Delhi after concluding his visit to China. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today launched the India Mobile Congress IMC25 application in New Delhi with AI-based suggestions, improved networking and interactive elements. The app aims to enhance users' experience at the expo. It will assist users in connecting, exploring and participating in the exhibition.
We talk about connectivity to every citizen on this globe. And that is true empowerment. And that empowerment in India has been led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, where he has been extremely emphatic on the laying of this carriageway, like an infrastructure arterial network across the length and breadth of our country. And I have great pleasure in announcing that it will be from the 8th to 11th of October at Yashobhoomi. We'll have close to about 150,000 participants from 150 countries.
The 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress IMC 2025 is scheduled to be held from the 8th to the 11th of next month at Yashobhoomi Convention Center in New Delhi. The theme for IMC 25 is Innovate to Transform. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.uv.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the flood-hit areas at Vikram Chowk and the Tavi Bridge in Jammu. The Home Minister will also visit Manguchak, the worst-hit village of the district. Accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Shah stopped on the Tavi Bridge near Vikram Chowk and inspected the damage along the river banks. Shah reached Jammu last night to assess the flood situation and relief efforts. He is likely to undertake an aerial survey of the flooded areas later in the day. He will also chair two separate meetings at Raj Bhavan on flood relief and the damage caused to the border security grid by the flash floods. More than 130 people have been killed and 33 have gone missing in cloudbursts, landslides and flash floods in Kishtwar, Kathua, Riyasi and Ramban districts since August the 14th. The woes of flood-affected Punjab do not seem to be ending soon, as continuous rain in Himachal Pradesh and many parts of Punjab caused flood in Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers. Controlled release of water from Bhakra, Pong and other dams is further adding to the problem. More from our correspondent.
Punjab is battling with the floods in most parts of the state, especially border districts of Gurdaspur, Amritsar, Fazilka, Firozpur and other areas. Overflowing of Ghaggar and Markanda rivers have affected Patiala district, prompting the administration to issue a flood advisory for several villages in the Rajpura subdivision. Kapurthala administration has also cautioned the affected villagers to reach to the relief camps. Over 1,000 villages have been affected and more than 15,000 people have been evacuated. Nearly 3 lakh acres of land has been inundated and around 1.25 lakh people have been impacted. The state government, along with Indian Army, Air Force, BSF, NDRF, SDRF, Punjab Police, NGOs and general public is doing its best to safely evacuate the stranded. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in 6 districts of Himachal Pradesh: Una, Hamirpur, Bilaspur, Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur. Continuous heavy rains over the past 2 days have triggered landslides and house collapses in several parts of the state. A report.
The monsoon rains have caused widespread devastation in Himachal Pradesh. So far, 5 national highways and 788 other roads remained blocked due to landslide. In addition, more than 2,100 electricity transformers and 365 drinking water schemes have been disrupted. The death toll in rain-related incidents has now risen to 320. In Shimla district alone, 4 people lost their lives in the past 24 hours after houses collapsed due to heavy rain. Meanwhile, authorities have urged people to stay away from rivers and streams and avoid unnecessary travel. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, intermittent light to moderate rainfall has been occurring across several districts of the state for the past 48 hours. Meanwhile, efforts are ongoing to clear roads blocked by rain and landslides in the hilly areas of the state. The Met Department has issued a red alert for rainfall in 9 districts of the state and an orange alert for the remaining districts. In light of the warning, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed district-level officials to remain extra vigilant.
खराली में आपदा है, रुद्रप्रयाग के कई स्थानों पर आपदा है, उत्तरकाशी के सियाना चट्टी में, बागेश्वर में, पिथौरागढ़ में, उधम सिंह नगर और हरिद्वार में अनेक स्थानों पर जल भरा हुआ है, देहरादून में है, टेहरी के घनसाली क्षेत्र में भी बादल फटा है। ऐसे समय हमारी सरकार, हमारे सभी जनप्रतिनिधियों का कर्तव्य है कि हम सब आपदा पीड़ितों के साथ खड़े हों।
More than 600 people were killed and 1500 injured in an earthquake of 6 magnitude that struck Afghanistan's Kunar province near the city of Jalalabad. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake was centered 27 kilometers east-northeast of the city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. In Kabul, health authorities said rescuers were racing to reach remote hamlets, dotting an area with a long history of earthquakes and floods. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed concern at the earthquake in Kunar province of Afghanistan. In a message, the minister extended India's support and solidarity to the Afghan people. The Indian team has entered the Super 4 of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 after defeating Japan. Led by Captain Harmanpreet Singh, the Indian team will face Kazakhstan in their final league match at Rajgir today. The match will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global unity to fight against terrorism, tells SEO summit in China that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. SEO declaration strongly condemns Pahalgam attack and sends unified message against terrorism. Member states recognize India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. Prime Minister Modi says close cooperation between India and Russia is important for world peace, holds bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Tianjin. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inspects flood-affected areas in Jammu City to review rescue and restoration works. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. At least 600 people killed and 1,500 injured in massive earthquake in Afghanistan's Kunar province. And India to face Kazakhstan in final league match of Women's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.